When you or a loved one are facing a difficult time in life, Sinisippi Center's caring professionals are here to help. Whether it's a crisis, a mental health or substance use need, family issues or other behavioral health needs, Sinisippi can help. Fees are based on family income. Insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, and all kids are accepted. Take the first step. Call today, 800-242-7642.
Sinisippi Centers.
I think I say this every time. I love that guy's voice, whoever he is. Oh, wait a minute. He's in studio. A good morning to you, Andy.
Laying
Jackson.
On thick this morning. What do you want?
Good morning to you.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
Oh, good. Good.
When we get close to Thanksgiving, I always think about you and maybe smoking a turkey.
We are smoking a turkey this year.
I knew it.
You got to give me some good smoking weather, though. No wind is good, or little wind. Cold's not so bad. We got the smoker in November last year, and I think I did that in 30-some-odd degree weather. But it was windy, so that was a challenge.
What's the inhibition with the wind involved?
Mine's old school. I'm not using a Traeger or anything like that, so I've got to really fidget with it a lot. When it's windy, if the wind's going up and down, the temperature and the thing's going up and down, so you got to watch it.
I'm looking ahead to Thursday, November 26th, intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning, more clouds later in the day, high around 50, winds west-southwest at 5 to 10.
Well, that's perfect.
See?
That's perfect.
Now, if it changes between now and then, don't come looking for me.
There you go. But yeah, those are my Thanksgiving plans. I think just going to be me and the missus and our turkey friend and some fixins.
Now, what do you use? To smoke turkey?
Usually use that. It's going to start to be and turn into a cooking show. Poultry. Yeah, that's fine. Poultry is a little bit more of I guess they call it a sensitive meat where you don't want to lay on a lot of heavy smoke flavor. So you use like some of the apple woods or something, like cherry or apple or something like that.
Okay, I'll pull us back onto the roadway here.
That's all right.
Can
we give a plug to a local bit? No, that you probably want to charge him money for that. But Prescott's Barbecue Shop is where I got my my Weber Smoky Mountain. There's two plugs.
That's not a problem.
I'm not being paid to say that.
Andy Jackson, of course, marketing coordinator for Sinisippi Centers. And how's things been going since the last time we saw you?
Well, I think under the circumstances, fine. This is a very long period of time that we're having to deal with something, and I think everybody's mental wellness is ebbing and flowing, and we're all experiencing stress, and everybody's experiencing lots of different things. But I think we've kind of settled into a routine of this is going to take a long time, and maybe people have kind of adapted a little bit. It's a tough time for everybody. I have my days too, so and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Is how do you enjoy the holidays under this coronavirus situation? I mean, we have not. I'm not trying to be, do hyperbole, but I've been thinking, I don't think our generations have faced anything quite like this in terms of the challenge since the World War II period. That was a lot worse. People couldn't even get tires and food. Well, I don't know. That's an exaggeration. But, they were rationing stuff. But seriously, if you look, we had the Vietnam War, but inside of the United States, I don't know that a lot was different. Now, I was pretty young during those times, but it didn't seem to me as a kid growing up through that it was that different. This is very different, at least from my perspective. So I think, this is a tough time, don't you think?
Well, it is. And you mentioned, what do we do now? How do we handle this? But luckily, at the same time, we do have some of those that are still around who experienced greater times that
there are
able to assist us along.
Yeah, I think so. I think we can look to that as to, how do people get through these, very long extended periods of time that are very challenging where you can't live a quote unquote normal life, whatever that does mean. And you have to modify everything or modify a lot of things at least as to what you're doing to get through this long period of time. I mean, we're looking, the vaccine's on the way, but, it's going to take a while for that to get distributed. We're going to be kind of close to an entire year that we've dealt with this at least, don't you think?
Possibility is there. We'll have to see. I'm not going to.
I mean, it kind of started up in January, so we're real close already, but it really got in our area. We really started to clamp down in March of last year, but we still probably are going to, it's probably going to be a full year that we've dealt with this at least. And then the after effects after that.
I generally fall back on my mom and her family having to leave Oklahoma during the Dust Bowl, and they were kind of like grapes of wrath and off to California.
Yeah, that was that was the 1930s?
We go 32.
1930s, yeah. Yeah, the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Boy, talk about a challenging period of time in American history, right?
But through all that, here we are. Mm-hmm. And generations have still grown up. Stories are still being passed along. It's just, I hate to use the adage, adapt and overcome, but there are ways to look at a positive.
Well, that is the positive message. We will get through this, and there are always positives that come out of this. I think looking at, hopefully, even for flu seasons, we've got some things in place that will maybe help prevent the spread of flu a little bit more than what we've done in the past, you know, moving forward in all these years. And just some other things in our industry and behavioral health care, hopefully telehealth, because we're doing most of our appointments via telehealth, hopefully that will be adopted a little bit more. And because in rural areas, even with transportation systems like LOTS, which do a great job, transportation is still a challenge for a lot of our folks in rural areas. And so telehealth is one solution to that, whether it be for your you know, primary care physician at a CGH or a KSB, or your mental health care, or your substance abuse, substance use treatment, any of that stuff, telehealth can help quite a bit.
I think with the holidays coming up, this is going to be a dramatic change for some kids. Expectations, reality, all those things are going to be coming together.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm going to play Captain Obvious here, as I've told you before. People know these things, I think, but what human nature is that if a friend in a nice way reminds you of these things, and then you think about them more, and then you're more likely to put them into practice, because you can't just think about them, you got to put them into practice for them to work. And one of those, I think you just said, keeping expectations for the holidays or just for life in general realistic is a good thing. If you set that bar too high, you're always going to be disappointed, right? So the holidays are, we're kind of nostalgic sometimes. We might think back to our childhoods when it was kind of a magical time. And this is during a non-COVID year, but we kind of think back to that time where it was magical and we're opening our presents and it was really cool and it was very exciting. And we kind of want to recapture some of that sometimes maybe. But as adults, it's not as easy to recapture some of that. So keep your expectations realistic about what the holidays are going to offer you, especially this year. And I think you can still experience a little of that magic. It's never going to be the same as when we were kids, but I think you can have your own sort of little magic. You know, creating new traditions with your kids is a pretty magical thing, you know, and enjoying your kids or your grandkids, that's a pretty magical thing that we can do.
I like that. New traditions, let them create it. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, if that's what you want to do, right? Oh. You can celebrate the old traditions, maybe create some new ones, especially this year that you do. And I think you can recapture some of that magic if that's what you want to do, or the proper way to frame that is that you can still enjoy the holidays even under these circumstances.
Now, I know there's so many people out there that have taken a financial burden as well.
Yeah.
With the way, you know, certain things are going. You might want to rearrange your holiday budget as well.
Yeah, and that's true for everybody, whether you're having a rough time financially or you are okay. We tend to want, again, kind of overspend, or you're in that situation where you maybe are in a rough time and you want to spend because it's the holidays and that's a rough thing. So money or lack of it is probably the biggest stressor at any time of the year, and especially with the holiday expectations added on to that. So if you stay within the budget, it is really the thought that counts. If you're having some hard times, people understand that. And if you can do that, set a holiday budget, whatever that is for you, and stick to it, then that's you've removed the biggest stressor of the holidays. And then you'll notice everyone is probably just as happy, if not happier, because you've gotten to that place where you're okay with it. You're happier. You're not upset. You're not stressed. And those things are contagious, if you pardon that term. But feelings are contagious.
Right.
So if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That saying, right? Right. Right. That applies to everybody, although the ain't mama one is funnier. So.
It is. how many times have we heard, you know, you respond to somebody and they come right back at you and go, what do you mean no?
Yeah, I know. Human nature is we want to be we're people pleasers and we want to please people, but in the end, I think we please people more by enjoying the holidays ourselves and spreading that good cheer, I guess you would say.
But it is okay to say no.
It is okay to say no. Yeah, because... And again, especially this year, we're going to have to say no to a lot of things. I mean, we're going to have to say no probably to maybe traveling or seeing more family or whatever it is. Everybody's situation is slightly different, and it is okay to say no. We want to do everything. We want to go everywhere, but we can't, and that can be a stress. But it's okay to say, hey, I can't. It's okay to say no. And that's probably the second biggest stress that you can kind of remove from the situation, that you don't have the control over the situation that you want to be everywhere, but you have control over how you react to that. So if you say, no, we just really can't, and that goes back to being realistic. We really can't. This is what we are going to do, and then be happy with that. It's okay. Yep.
And I think, we've all found ways to, get on the Zoom rooms or the Google Connects and get in touch with people.
Yeah. So if you're feeling down, or if it's more than just your mood is down, if you do in fact have depression, substance use disorder, something that you need treatment for, it doesn't matter. Those things tend to have us isolate in, tend to pull inside and not reach out. And of course, the opposite is what we need to do. So reaching out to emotionally supportive people is important, especially at the holidays. And you're right. We got to use technology more this year to do that. And unfortunately, we would prefer to be in person. But and families, I mean, any other year, families are spread out. You can't always travel out to wherever they're, if they're in California or New York or Texas or wherever. You might not be able to travel to see them anyway. So again, using all this technology that we've learned how to use is a good thing. So it's a substitute. Yeah, we'd like to be in person, but Zoom. FaceTime. FaceTime is the Apple one, I think. I'm not an Apple person. Google Duo is one of those. There's many others. Skype. There's a lot of others.
Yeah. Kids that are, between maybe 9 and 15 and all these up until, this came along, we're saying, will you put that game down? Will you get off your computer, go outside and play? And now we're saying, will you get on your computer and contact your grandmother?
Isn't that it? Yeah, that's kind of ironic, isn't it? But yeah. Yeah, I'm old as dirt, so I remember those times where, mom would say, get out of the house and don't come back till dinner time. Yeah. And the only electronics in the house, I think, were the hi-fi. Hi-fi.
Oh.
Yeah, if you don't know what that is, look into that. The hi-fi, that piece of furniture in your, den in our case.
And fi is a shortened term of?
Fidelity.
There.
Come on.
No, I had to test it.
I had
to test it.
You know what that is.
No, I was waiting for you, the expert, to come in here and clue me in.
Sure.
One of the big things is, with all of that, don't look at the holidays as a burden. You got to find ways to enjoy the holidays.
Yeah, and I mean, again, these are applicable to just life in general. Life's too short not to enjoy it. So, and like we said before, that mood is infectious. So make sure you take care of you first. A lot of people think that's selfish, but if you take care of yourself, self-care is very important, especially during this time, then you're going to be in a better mood, and that's going to be the gift and the best gift and the biggest gift that you're giving to other people, which is that you are enjoying the holidays and they're going to be more likely to be able to enjoy the holidays with you if you're in that better mood. So, even amidst challenges, we can still kind of rise to that occasion and still enjoy the holidays for what they are and help other people enjoy them too. So share that holiday spirit with everybody else.
And, I'm with all the changes and everything, Mississippi Center's still getting new clients and taking care of those that are already involved with you.
We are, but we are essentially on a footing that we were on in March as we've seen these numbers come up. So the real quick version, the progression was March, we went to virtually almost all technology appointments, very few in-person appointments, only for things like long-acting injectable medications that people had to have come in person for a nurse to do that injection. We started a plan in June. We said, hey, we can maybe start to slowly, carefully, as we watch the numbers, we'll open up this or maybe that. But that almost immediately got kind of shut down as we saw the numbers starting to come back up in June, July. So we're still on a, I don't know what the percentage is, but I'm going to say between 90 and 95%, maybe higher than 95% of our appointments are still being done by technology and not an in-person appointment. So we are still continuing to operate, but I think as you're alluding to, we're going to still give our staff a nice Thanksgiving holiday And we're going to be taking Thursday, November 26th and Friday, November 27th off. And yeah, disregard the typo I have that you're looking at. The next Monday we will open up. Isn't that November 30th? I forgot to change that from last year.
It is.
We tend to talk about these same things at the same time every year, which is good because it's good to remind people. But yeah, we'll reopen for regular business that following Monday after Thanksgiving. And as always, though, no matter what, during COVID, during the evenings, holidays, weekends, all of that, if you're in crisis and need immediate assistance, we are there. We have staff on call, and you can contact Sinisippi Centers at our toll-free 24-hour number at 800-242-7642. It's on the website, sinisippi.org. We are there for you no matter what, 24/7, 365.
And let's go with the topic of our conversation, not smoking the turkey, but the best gift of the holidays is being able to enjoy them.
And we're definitely going to enjoy the smoked turkey. That's our our strategy, one of our strategies this year.
Had to drop that in.
I know. We always talk about that.
Well, it's good to see you again, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and I want to report on that turkey as well.
You'll get a report. Yeah. We'll FaceTime it. I'll show it to you.
No, don't do that.
I don't have Apple. We'll video chat and go, hey, look at this. Look at what you're not having. No, I wouldn't do that to you.
Well, and thank you again also for coming in early on this Friday morning.
My pleasure. Thank you, and to everybody, happy Thanksgiving.
Andy Jackson, Marketing Coordinator for Sinisippi Centers.
When you or a loved one are facing a difficult time in life, Sinisippi Centers caring professionals are here to help. Whether it's a crisis, a mental health or substance use need, family issues or other behavioral health needs, Sinisippi can help. Fees are based on family income. Insurance, Medicaid, Medicare, and all kids are accepted. Take the first step. Call today, 800-242-7642.
Sinisippi Centers.